USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities say the murderer who killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket Saturday was live streaming the attack. Live streaming company Twitch confirming that the suspect used its platform to stream a live broadcast during the shooting. Twitch saying it was devastated to hear about the attack and that the user has been indefinitely suspended from their service. The company adding that they removed the video within 2 minutes of it being live streamed. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says his city is hurting.
You can't imagine something like this kind of horror, this kind of tragedy taking place. 13 people shot in the supermarket shopping, working.
President Biden set to make his first trip to Asia this week, visiting South Korea and Japan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh fruits. Food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Former President Trump rallied supporters in Austin, Texas Saturday as part of his American Freedom Tour ahead of the November midterms. The president touting his policies, meanwhile criticizing the Biden administration.
Call me conservative, call me liberal. I want a border. I want voter ID. I want low taxes. Call me liberal. Call me anything you want.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are calling for an investigation.
GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the House Oversight and Reform Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis calling for an immediate hearing on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID policies. Among the issues the Republican officials raised are the CDC's withholding of hospitalization and vaccine data, the agency use of citizens' cell phone data to track compliance, and its collusion with activist teachers' unions.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The White House has a new top spokesperson. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has some details about the person who's now speaking for the White House.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary.
The Milwaukee Bucks organization is canceling the watch party for Game 7 of the NBA playoffs. The Bucks issuing a statement saying the event that was planned for today was canceled after Friday night's shooting in the Deer District near Fiserv Forum. The entertainment businesses, including bars and restaurants in the Deer District, will remain open. The Milwaukee mayor also issuing a curfew for those under 21 for Saturday and Sunday night, starting at 11 p.m. each night. At least 20 people were wounded in a pair of downtown shootings following Friday night's game. NASCAR drivers making their final preparations at the Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400. The green flag drops just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.